This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Katy Perry missed the Victoria's Secret fashion show after being denied entry into China. The lingerie brand's annual fashion show took place in Shanghai, and while the 33-year-old pop star was set to perform at the event, she had to cancel after being denied a visa into the country. China apparently took issue with a dress Perry wore during a 2015 performance in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. Wow, talk about holding a grudge, China! Yikes! Rotten Tomatoes finally revealed its score for Justice League, and it's terrible! The Warner Brothers title received a very low 40% approval rating from critics. So how does Justice League fare against, say, Wonder Woman? Not good! Justice League was way under the Wonder Woman score, as that blockbuster landed a 92% rating. Too bad the movie's director didn't do the film justice. Shakira has postponed her El Dorado World Tour, which was originally supposed to kick off in Cologne, Germany on November 8. After postponing a few of the early dates, she announced that the entire European leg of the tour will now need to be rescheduled due to a vocal cord hemorrhage that has not fully healed. The tour was to be in support of her 11th studio album, El Dorado. She unveiled that she spent the last 5 months preparing for the trek. Wow, maybe that was too much time preparing. Netflix announced that Dave Chappelle's latest stand-up special will begin streaming on New Year's Eve. Dave Chappelle, Equanimity, is the comedian's third special for the streaming giant, with the first two being released together earlier this year and becoming Netflix's most viewed comedy special of all time. Looks like Dave's long break from the industry made him an even better comedian. Maybe Kathy Griffin should take a long break. Oh wait, she is. Although Liam Payne said last month that One Direction may get together again soon, a new report from their management company shows that they each made $7 million last year from record sales, merchandise, and tour sales. However, the British band has no new plans to make money and that, quote, going forward, no new income streams are anticipated. Current and projected income is from existing residual agreements, unquote. Sorry, 1D fans. No, I'm not. Ashley Judd is officially back to work on her new movie, A Dog's Way Home, after she and other women spoke out to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment last month. The 49-year-old actress was in Vancouver, Canada, filming new scenes for the drama set for a 2018 release date. She was joined by her co-stars Alexandra Shipp and Jonah Howard King. Ashley was instrumental in leading more than 60 other women to break their silence about Harvey's actions. Comedian Bill Hader and Maggie Carey are splitting up. The Saturday Night Live comedian and the filmmaker have been separated since July and are now in the process of getting a divorce. The two first married in 2006 and have three kids together. Bill recently attended the 50th anniversary special for the Carol Burnett Show here in L.A., but looked drawn and haggard. Hey, nobody said going through a divorce is easy. The Twilight Zone is no stranger to remakes and revivals. The original classic series ran from 1959 to 1964. The first revival ran from 1985 to 89, followed by CBS's Rod Serling's Lost Classics in 1994, with yet another revival in 2002 with host Forest Whitaker. Now CBS All Access has teamed up with Jordan Peele of Key & Peele, and it looks like this new Twilight Zone revival is poised to be a hit too. Tyrese Gibson, 38, is living outside his means, according to court documents. The Fast and Furious franchise actor filed documents that state he earns about $105,000 a month, but has monthly expenses that are much higher. Some of his monthly dues include paying $7,500 in childcare for his 10-year-old daughter, $10,000 in groceries, and $15,000 for his home's mortgage. Can somebody please get Tyrese a business manager? Fast! Singer Jennifer Hudson and her fiancé, pro wrestler David Otunga, have split. The 36-year-old coach on The Voice was in a relationship with David for 10 years. A rep for Jennifer said, quote, "They've been in the process of ending their relationship for a number of months. Today, Jennifer requested and received a protective order against her ex-fiancé. Jennifer's actions are solely taken in the best interest of their son," unquote. Jennifer has also claimed her husband threatened her with a gun. Wow, good thing she got a restraining order. Rapper Lil Peep has died of a suspected overdose of the drug Xanax. Chart topper Post Malone posted a photo with Peep and said, quote, "In the short time that I knew you, you were a great friend to me and a great person. Your music changed the world and it'll never be the same," unquote. Even as he accumulated millions of streams across platforms, Lil Peep admitted that he struggled with drug use and suicidal thoughts. He was 21. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian's baby surrogate wasn't in attendance at her baby shower here in town. Kardashian said, quote, I didn't invite her. I introduced her to my family earlier that day, and you know, I just thought, I don't know, it was like a weird decision to have to make. Of course, I would have wanted her to be there and be a part of it. I think I have to explain it to my kids first and figure out how I'm going to explain it to them," unquote. Well, you better hurry up, Kim. You're due by Christmas. Sheesh.
The news wrap-up.
The company behind Pokemon Go will launch Harry Potter Wizards Unite in 2018. Two-time NBA MVP Stephen Curry will be teaching online virtual basketball courses. Goldman Sachs says if you thought 2017 was surprisingly good for investments, just wait for 2018. Apple has delayed the release of their HomePod smart speaker. Alexa, stop laughing.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The latest Pixar film, Coco, is the new king of the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Reputation remains on top for a second week.
The number one app.
Heads Up is the most popular app in the USA.
The number one book.
Promise Me, Dad by former Vice President Joe Biden is the new number one nonfiction book.
Eminem has had 10 number one albums in the U.S. and has sold 172 million albums worldwide, making him one of the world's best-selling artists. He recently teamed up with another superstar who he always wanted to work with but felt he didn't have the right material. Until now. From his new album, Revival, here's Eminem featuring the Queen Bee herself, Beyoncé, with the song of the week, Walk on Water.
It's the curse of the standard that the first of the Mathers disc set. Always in search of the verse that I haven't spit yet. Will this step just be another misstep to tarnish whatever the legacy, love, or respect I've garnered? The rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless. And it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen, and pick it apart. Like this shit is garbage. God's given me all this, still I feel no different regardless. Kids look to me as a god, this is retarded. If only they knew, it's a facade and it's exhaustive. And I try not to listen to nonsense, but if you bitches are trying to strip me of my confidence, mission accomplished. I'm not godsend, Nas, Rakim, Pac, Big, James, Todd, Smith, and I'm not Prince.
I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. So if you only knew, I don't.
That was Eminem featuring Beyonce with the song of the week, Walk on Water. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.